There's some things in life that you can explain, or at least logically it'll make sense to you. Then there's other things like pork chop. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Good morning. And the reason I bring this up is not to insult you, pork chop, but I kind of filled Alex and Liv, the web girl, in about what you and I did yesterday. It was a very intimate moment. I was kind of where I'm at now. I was laying on the ground. I was on my back, and then I turned over on my stomach for a little bit when we were doing this. And because I was having some back pain, but I was quizzing Pork Chop yesterday. And why was I quizzing you? What was the purpose of that?
Because I got my new job at the steakhouse, and you have to memorize the menu. You have to know the menu because you don't want to go out to eat and you ask the server for their opinion on something. If they don't know, that's like a huge turnoff.
Well, but yeah. If you have a menu, here's my question about restaurants making people memorize menus. Can't you just look at the menu they're holding and read it and
point? The average person doesn't read the menu, really. Like,
so what? you're basically memorizing for is because if they say what's good here, you have to be able to say it. That's what it's for?
No. I mean, you as a server, it's your job to sell the food. You have to know what you're selling.
It's like a car salesman. Like, you want the top car.
People can ask, like, maybe like, well, what potatoes do you recommend? Like, you have to know all four types of potatoes they have. Or like they have to be like, and they're like, well, I want a salad. Like, what do you guys have? Also, people are lazy, Alex, when it comes to reading a menu.
Yeah.
But two, I definitely do think the average American does read a menu, but they're lazy with it.
Wait, are people really that lazy? Because listen, maybe it's because I'm so fat because I read everything. I want to see everything you got to offer. I always read the menu.
I'm not
like, help me, I can't read. What do you have here?
I study that thing like it's a freaking textbook.
And I mean, the server, sometimes the menu doesn't like show everything. So that's why the server needs to know everything.
There's a secret menu?
Wait a minute. Maybe, I didn't think this was going to happen, but
there's, you know, you can't just put everything on the menu because the menu would be 1,000 pages. Well, not 1,000, but you get me. It would be like so long and no one would read it. So
has it come easy to you to memorize all this stuff or hard? And how many items are you memorizing?
Well, I mean, yesterday I had to memorize like 7 sides, 5 potatoes, about 8 dressings and 8 salads.
Wow.
And he was just doing it, Alex, in there. He's like, okay, let's go over sides. And he's just going, he's like, blah, 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 potato, blah, 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 potato. Then he's like, dressing, he's like, blah, 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 vinaigrette, blah, 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 buttermilk. It's like, how are you like doing these? Like, I can't, like, if you gave me just 6 things to memorize right now, you gave me 2 songs to play, I don't think I could remember it.
I am terrible with memorization.
I don't understand how you remember it.
Like, Liv helped me too a little bit yesterday, Joe. After you helped me, Liv helped me.
Did you come up with a song to memorize it? That's what I usually do.
Red and blue cheese tastes good to me. Hey,
I come up with little acronyms to memorize things. I also say words that, like, if there's one that is a lemon horseradish dressing,
she remembers.
And I remember.
Liv's gonna come steal your job now, by the way.
Yeah, and there's a shallot Dijon vinaigrette.
Oh my God!
How do you know it?
She knows the menu better than him.
I actually do have a freaky weird memory, but. And so he couldn't remember shallot Dijon vinaigrette. So we just, I'm not joking, 30 times went, shallot Dijon vinaigrette.
And then we went, SDV.
It's the singing. It's like the singing. And I think
oh my God. Like, dance.
Even moving with it and dancing with it, that's how I studied in college. I'm not kidding. People hated me in the library, but I would be like, yeah, come. Like, just like, yeah, exactly.
Here we go. I want to hear you make something out of this.
Yeah, whenever I did have to memorize something in school, it was always by song. Or, you know, if you're a fan of The Office, Michael Scott would just point at people and be like, his name is Beardy because of his beard. And that's how he would memorize people's names.
I'm just so impressed, though, because he was rattling them off yesterday. I just think I'm kind of worried, though, Alex, if it looks like it worked for him to memorize stuff. But could you imagine at the table, though, somebody's like the first person he's serving and he's like, buttermilk ranch. Like he's doing a dance or something.